Well, of course, KZN is expected to be a hotly contested province, like Gauteng and others, in the 2024 election. And the IFP is a party that's always competed vigorously in KZN. Velinkosini Hlabisa is the president of the IFP and joins us now on 702. Many thanks for your time. So I wanted to get your thoughts, if we could step away just for the moment from party political contests and ask you this. Do you think they've chosen, the ANC has chosen somebody who will be a good premier for the province, irrespective of which party she represents? What's your view of her skills? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, as well as the listeners of the radio station. The IFP welcomes the nomination of the designated premier, Nomusa Dube-Ncube, because of her skills, abilities, and experience. She would be a good premier if the background against which she is appointed was not as bad as it is. I can explain just briefly.
Yes.
We all know Nomusa Dube-Ncube was rejected by the ANC delegates. So now, she is going to be a good premier, but with no authority over the cabinet and over the members of the legislature. She will not be able to hold into account the cabinet ministers. She will not be able to introduce consequence management to Sboniso Duma and the rest of the PEC who will be serving in her cabinet. In the social media, we all know now who are going to be new MEC. This is not the choice by Mrs. Nomusa Dube-Ncube, but she was given that these are the people you will announce as your cabinet. So now she will be just driving a cabinet over which she has no authority. As a result, she will be a compromised premier in a compromised government of KwaZulu-Natal, which, because you know what, if the people who were elected by conference are capable to lead, they should have taken over the leadership of the province, but instead they give someone rejected by the conference.
So Mr. Hlabisa, I mean, when the IFP controlled KZN, was the choice of MECs, i.e. the cabinet, solely the choice of the premier? I mean, you hold this up as an indication that she will not be in control of her own destiny, but isn't that the nature of provincial leadership at provincial government level, that it is a party decision as to who you put in what positions?
But we never know days before the premier is elected who are cabinet ministers. And it has happened during the time of Nomusa Dube-Ncube. And you see, yes, she can consult the ruling party, but at the end of the day, it must be her decision, because she must select people whom she believes have expertise, knowledge, and experience to execute the job as per a certain ministry. You know what? If you look at KwaZulu-Natal,
yes,
we know now someone who is going to be the MEC for education has ran down health department, and someone is going to be MEC for health has no competence and
yes,
experience in running a department which is already a failure in KwaZulu-Natal. In essence, knowing Nomusa Dube's skill, experience, she would go for best MEC if she was acting on her own accord.
Thank you very much. The president of the IFP, Velinkosini Hlabisa, with some thoughts about the decisions of the decision of the KZN ANC to select Nomusa Dube-Ncube as the new premier of the province. 702 Drive, it's 23 past 5.